Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 28th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Gimel, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We continue here talking about the witnesses that are to come to give testimony that they saw the moon and the trust or the confidence that we have in such witnesses. Imeinon Makirin Osei, if Beis Din do not recognize the witness that has come to testify for sighting the moon, in the new moon, and they don't know if he's trustworthy or not. Can we rely on him? Meshalchin acher imol haido. So the Beis Din of his local city, who do recognize him, would send someone else to testify for him in front of the Beis Din that the person is trustworthy. The Gemara explains that when the Mishnah says meshalchin acher, we send someone. It's not some one individual. It's actually a set of witnesses. You need to have a set of witnesses to vouch for the authenticity of this aid. But one aid alone is not sufficient and will not be believed. Similarly, for the Eidus HaChodesh, for giving testimony on the new moon, one needs to have two witnesses. And when it says im einen makirin oiso, if they don't recognize him, it means the pair of Eidim. Most Mepharshim are not bothered with that, and they explain oiso means they don't recognize the witness. I.e., Beis Din will not accept Eidus HaChodesh unless both Eidim are known to be trustworthy or we have people to vouch for them. Now, if Beis Din do not recognize one of them, then they would send two Eidim to vouch for him to say that he was okay, that he's a correct witness. And the question that was raised is, can the witnesses that are vouching for the authenticity of the original Eidim who saw it, can they also Michal the Shabbos? And the answer is yes, the Gemara says they can. So, Eidim, just like the witnesses that actually come to give testimony about the sighting of the moon, can be Michal Shabbos, and to give testimony, so too, any witnesses required to vouch for their faithfulness or for their authenticity can also be Michal the Shabbos. And even if there's only one of them who recognizes them, he can still be Michal Shabbos because there might be another witness there who recognizes this aid. So they can still go. Even an individual can go. Barishoyna hoyu mekablin eidus achodesh mikol adam. Initially, they would accept as witnesses any person who comes. It says that we saw the moon. Our Mishnah is explaining here why the Beis Din needed to have such a thorough check to know whether the Eidim, each one of the two witnesses, is in fact trustworthy. Because initially, they didn't do that. Initially, they were like, every Jew has a cheskes kashrus, is assumed to be kosher, unless you find out that he's disqualified. That was initially. Continues the Mishnah, Misha kilkulu haminin. But once the Sadukim, the Sadducees, and the Baisusim started to ruin things by hiring false witnesses to mislead the courts as to when they saw the moon. They made a rule, they said, right, Beis Din will only accept testimony about the new moon from people who they can tell or they know that they are trustworthy. Who were the Tzukim and Baisusim? These were two groups that lived in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. They completely denied any legality to the oral law, to the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and they would translate and learn how their Judaism was based on the literal translation of the Torah. And one of the things they rejected was the way that we count the Omer. The Torah says, Usfatim lechem imochras haShabbos, you shall count to the day from the day after the Shabbos. So they said that when do you start counting it? You start counting it after Motzah Shabbos. Literally, they said that the way they understood it is the first Saturday night after Yom Tov of Pesach. That's how they translate it, Motzah Shabbos, literally from the day after the Shabbos. That's when you start counting the Omer. According to them, therefore, Shavuos would always fall on a Wednesday. They were so adamant about this that they tried and they infiltrated into the area of witnesses of the moon to try to mislead the Chachamim as to when they saw the new moon, especially Chodesh in the month of Nisan. They wanted that the month of Nisan should be on a Shabbos, so that the Wednesday the fourth day of Pesach will be in a Shabbos, and that is the day of the Hanofa Sa'omer, the day of the waving the Omer would be a day after the Shabbos, according to their explanation, and then Shavuos would always fall on a Wednesday. Well, because of this, they would hire false witnesses to be able to give to this testimony and mislead them. That's when the Chacham said, "That's it. No more. We no more assumption. We no more assume that people are innocent until they're guilty. We now need to have a positive identification of their faithfulness, of their trustworthiness." Mishnah base. Borushona, initially, Hoyu Masin Masois. Initially, they would light torches of fire, and the tops of the mountains. And that was to announce to the world that the new month had been declared holy. The Gemara explains that this would only be done if the new moon would be seen bismano, i.e. in the right time. That means they would only do it when Beis Din would be Mekadesh the Chodesh, would make the new moon, the start of the month, on the 30th day, which means the previous month would have 29 days. Then they would light up these torches on the evening, on the night of the 30th, to tell everybody that the previous month was Chosar, was on 29 days, and the previous day was Rosh Chodesh. They would actually light it not on the night of the 30th, the night after the 30th day. Now, if the day of the 30th of the month was that the month was Niskadesh, was Friday, then they would light the fires not on the Friday night, which would be the night after the 30th, but they would light it on the night after that, on Motzei Shabbos. If, however, there was no Kiddush HaChodesh done on the 30th day, which means that the previous month is going to have 30 days, they did not light any fires at all. And that's how the people in the diaspora and faraway areas, they all knew that if there's no torches of flame being lit, then you knew that Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day, not the 30th day. However, Mishakilkul HaKusim, once the Kusim started to ruin this program, the Kusim are the Shomronim, these are Samaritans, that they wanted to destroy this system. In fact, once it happened that Beis Din declared the previous month as a full month, they were Ma'abed the Chodesh, and they established Rosh Chodesh of the next month on the 31st day, and of course they didn't light any torches. But these Kusim, Dafka, lit the torches on the 30th day of the evening, and they misled so many Jewish people to make them think that the month had been declared holy, and it was the Rosh Chodesh was on the day 30, which means the previous month was only 29 days. And from when that happened, Hiskinu, they then made a new plan, and the plan was that they're no longer going to use torches of fire as the simon, as the signal that the previous month was a chaser and that Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th month or 30th day. Rather, Shehu Shluchin Yotzin. They had messengers being sent out to announce to everybody what day was Rosh Chodesh, what day had the Beis Din declared the new month.